Mid-North Coast, it is Strutty for Brekkie. Yeah, coming out of 5 o'clock with the King. Thank you very much, baby. Yeah. That is Elvis Presley there, and a hunk of burning love. We love it. It's 5:07. Good morning, everybody. Talking about nothing in the rain gauge. AJ, one of our 5 to 6 clubbers in his truck, just rang me at a place called Malinga, sort of in between Taree and Lansdowne, and it was pouring, but as soon as he got near the airport, it stopped. Yeah. I'm looking at the rain gauge from the official weather station, and at this stage it's got nothing in it at Taree. But anyway, he said he got a really good shower. Good on you, AJ. Good to have you part of the 5 to 6 club. It's the best part of the day. I wish we could just have, I could just do 5 to 6 and then go home. Only joking. I do enjoy the rest of the show, but I love this part of the day. I don't like it at the moment, insofar as daylight saving is here. For another, 3 weeks or so? But once we get rid of that, it'll be beautiful again. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I certainly did. Got into the ocean in the latter part of the afternoon, and it was just beautiful. Really warm water and some nice little waves around the place. And, I say it a lot, but fair dinkum, we do live in the best part of Australia. We do. Now, let's have a look at what's happening today. Again, they're talking about cloudy conditions with a high chance of showers. Hopefully something comes to a fruition today. Now, remember I said yesterday it was over the mountain ranges? But how many times do you see it on the radar? You see it moving from the west. You think, here it comes. And then it just sort of breaks up into nothing. And that's, again, what happened yesterday. At the moment, I can see on the radar where AJ is, and there is, some colour, but there are only sort of little dots around the place. Once that goes, I think she's all over. But anyway, hopefully, towards the back end of the day, we get something else. It's going to be warm, up to about 28 degrees again today. And we live in hope, as we say. Wins for the buddies out of the south again today. Now, making news. Of course, people across the world will be watching today as George Pell is sentenced following his conviction for attacks on two choir boys in the 1990s. In all probability, becoming the world's most senior Catholic official formerly jailed for child sexual abuse. Victoria's County Court has allowed a camera crew to film Chief Judge Peter Kidd delivering the sentence from 10 a.m. so it can be broadcast live on television, radio and news websites. The crew cannot film George Pell or anyone else in the room. But I dare say Ray will probably drop the news today and we'll go straight to the court here on Triple M. Also, the British government's Brexit strategy is in chaos after legal advice warns they could be trapped in the EU forever despite the UK Prime Minister Theresa May's best efforts on a deal. And I know all the news agents will be rolling their eyes. Yes, the Oz Lotto jackpotted last night to a mammoth $50 million. Locally, the NRMA have revealed the worst roads on the Mid-North Coast. Lee will have details of this later. And lifeguards closed Port Macquarie's town beach yesterday around 4 p.m. after multiple shark sightings. Police are also appealing for information after an attempted armed robbery at Taree on Monday night. In sport, the NRL may be facing another legal challenge with former star Ben Barber set to fight his lifetime ban from the game he loves. And locally in sport, in racing, jockey Chris Whiteley rode a doublet Coffs yesterday aboard All About Charlie and Argyle Bay. A Taree race on Friday with an 8-race card. And in greyhound racing, the dogs go around at Wauchope Saturday with a day meeting. Those nominations close today. On the show today, we love Wednesday because we have Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, thanks to Harrington Mechanical. And, of course, we're going to hear some howlers. I had to chop a bloke last week. Because it is breakfast radio when little kids are listening. I knew where he was going and he wasn't going to get on the air with me. I could tell you. Chop went the kill button on the Triple M desk. Also today, we'll tell you more about how you and three of your best friends can go to Blues Fest on the 30th anniversary at Byron Bay. This is some type of prize. You get the glamping as well and some backstage passes. It is some type of prize. Wow. Also, $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of actor William H. Macy and Carlo Conte. And Christy, and of course, with What's On, the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Hutto with beach and surf conditions. And, of course, Bluey Waters with all today's fishing news coming up after six.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, Triple M. Yeah, SMS 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can also subscribe to our daily catch up podcast there with the free Triple M app. It's 12 past five.
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off and all pots and water features 20 to 50% off.
Classic Cactus. Today we go back to the Tony Abbott era. This 2015 episode of Cactus foresees the rise of ScoMo Morrison to PM.
Cactus.com.au. The home of opposition leader Bill Curley, 13 Humdrum Way, Plopworth.
Move up, Chloe, dear. I want to be together with you in the bathtub.
must you, Bill? I mean, what is it about you? As soon as you get in, the water goes cold.
I think maybe it's because I'm so cool.
Oh, God.
What do we want? A good wash. When do we want it? Now.
Well, you seem to be in a good mood. Did your copy of Train Spotting biannual arrive?
No. That's next month. I'll take a flexi day to wait for the postman.
Oh, God.
It's for your opinion polls, Chloe. Look, they still say I'll win the election. Just think, we could be bathing together in the lodge. Chloe?
The polls are only like that because Tony Abbs is an idiot.
That's right. That's my winning strategy, to win by default. What do we want? The soap, please. When do we want it?
Bill, what if you're not up against Tony at the election? What happens if someone like Blot Morrison takes over?
What?
Well, he'd be a different proposition. Blot Morrison is sort of a Tony Abbs with brains.
Uh-oh, I never thought of that.
So just don't count your chickens.
Stroof, I have to do something to make sure Tony stays there until the election. He's my best policy. Or better still, I'll make the world think that Blot Morrison is just as stupid.
Who are you calling?
Alan Jones Show. Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello, Alan. This is your friend, Blot Morrison.
Ah, the possible saviour of the Liberal Party.
Listen to this. I think global warming is God's way of combating the ice epidemic.
What? Oh, I see you. You're not Blot Morrison at all, are you?
Uh-oh.
You're Tony Abbs. I'd know you anywhere.
No, I'm Blot Morrison, and I'm stupid.
Oh, listen. God, I hope he disappears when I pull the plug.
What are you wearing?
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off. And all pots and water features 20% to 50% off.
Here he is, the man who knows all as far as the fishing goes. The great man, Bluey Waters. G'day, Bluey.
Good morning, Stroney.
I can't see you, but I can hear you.
That's about it, isn't it? It's pitch dark, isn't it?
No, another shocker. I was saying earlier, I was lucky enough to get into the ocean late in the afternoon yesterday. It was just beautiful. That's got to be 22 to 23 degrees.
Yes, with that southerly over the last couple of days, it's really cleared up the ocean and the estuary, and it really looks great at the moment. Really good.
Very nice indeed. Well, what about today? What do you think with those winds predicted? Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, sort of southerly. It's sort of cleaned the estuary up nicely, and I think we'll just head out the estuary this morning. We'll take a few prawns, but this one we'll just try for a nice quality brim or a big blackfish. I reckon that's the way to go today. Got that low tide mid-morning, and then that rising tide right up to lunchtime. I think it'll be quite good.
All righty, the estuary for brim or blackfish on prawns. I like that. Okay.
Now, I've got results through from the Loredan United Services Fishing Club. They had a monthly comp on last weekend. Didn't do too bad. Deep sea boys got out, which is... they'd be grateful for that. Snapper to 2 kilos, pearl perch to 1.5, and dolphin fish around the 3 kilo mark. For the beach and rockers, they didn't do too bad also. Tailor up to 1 kilo. Good to see the tailor starting to get on our eastern starboard now. Brim to 600 grams. Dusky flathead, biggest one with 2.2 kilos. And some nice quality whiting, the biggest one, 350 grams.
Gee, well, that's nice, 350 grams. Thank you very much. Yes. We'll take some more of that.
Yes, and there's a couple of bags of them, I tell you.
Ah, very good indeed. Very good indeed. Okie dokie. Well, that looks fantastic. Yeah. We're ready to rock and roll.
And clubs out this weekend?
Yes.
Yes, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. They've got their Sunday comp on. 12 o'clock weigh-in in the back of the marina, followed by a barbecue. Loredan Hotel Fishing Club. Theirs is a 1 o'clock weigh-in. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel. And, of course, our good friends, the Camden Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they've got a 2 o'clock weigh-in. Underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea outing this weekend. So, and the host club is Lyon United Services Fishing Club.
Gee, that's all right.
So, a little bit on this weekend, yes.
That's very good, Bluey. Consider there's going to be 10 to 20 mils of rain on. Can you believe it?
I know.
Both days. Well, they've amended, as I say, like they're dead set kidding these weather people. Now, yesterday they had between 40 and 80 millimetres of rain predicted for Sunday, and you now know what it is today?
Oh, I'd say it'd be back to 20.
No, 1 to 5. Like 75, 75 mils. Hello? Bit of a difference. Yeah. So yes. They're saying 10 to 20 mils on Friday and Saturday at this stage, Bluey. So there you go.
Okay, so a couple of showers on Friday and Saturday and then clear on Sunday. That's all right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's shocking, isn't it, Bluey? So we really do need the rain. We want it. We need like a good 3 or 4 inches to just give everything a good flush out and a clean up, don't we?
Yes, we do. So if you had Alf and Mulloway turn up on Friday and Hurricane Henry also turned up on Saturday, you'd probably get that, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Fair dinkum.
Yes. Anyway, one more sleep.
Yes. And we've got the NRL. We're going to have the starts tomorrow. What do you think, Bluey?
Oh, I'm really excited. I just can't wait to get today's paper, see the teams, have a look who's playing, who's not playing. Oh, I'm really excited. Yeah, I don't think I'll sleep tonight.
You're ready. You're ready to go. It's funny. I was at licensed premises yesterday getting some refreshments. And the bloke there was going, honestly, it's going to be so good. Every time I walk into the lounge room, there's some bloody reality television show on. I am sick of it.
I'm over it.
Very funny. Anyway, Craig, good morning at Lighthouse Beach. You know who I'm talking about. He was lamenting his lounge room and reality television. Finally, he's got the footy back on. So, yeah, the big game, of course. Bluey, you'd be interested to know. I just had a look at the odds, and the Tigers are favourite on Saturday as well.
Naturally.
Yes.
And I've decided to wear my black and white one because we're playing Manly. So
is that
the Silver Tails with... Silver Tails versus the...
You're going with the you're going back to the Victor one, Bluey? What are you going with?
Yes, the Victor one. There is I have got a traditional Victor jumper with the West Tigers played in about, I think, 2008. I did a traditional jumper with the West Tigers, so I'll be wearing that one.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Bluey. I know you're going to be excited. And the fishing best bet today, you're saying head out to the estuary today?
Yes, out to the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a quality brim or a big blackfish.
All right, and the footy starts and more tomorrow. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers and a top of 27 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The NRMA has released results of its Rate Your Road survey, the largest survey in New South Wales history. Almost 10,000 roads were voted on across the state, with the survey having been launched in January. For the North Coast, the Pacific Highway at Coffs Harbour came out on top. However, Ocean Drive into Port Macquarie also an issue. The Pacific Highway as a whole was rated just 50 out of 100 based on congestion, conditions and safety. The organisation's Peter Curry thanked the community for their strong response. 2,400 people on the North Coast making comment. There are calls out at the moment for Port Macquarie Hastings Council to review its policy on the use of public footpaths. A number of local business owners across the Camden Haven have raised concerns about the recent compliance measures undertaken by council, requesting they move displays located outside. Lion MP Dr. David Gillespie says an urgent rethink is needed.
It does entice people to shop more locally when it's colourful and vibrant and there are street displays. And Mid-Coast Council has actually got a policy to encourage this. So I'm engaged with Port Macquarie Hastings Council to see if they can change their regulations that will support small business, not hinder it.
A new report from the Bureau of Ag and Resource Economics has predicted the value of farm production will decline by 4% to $58 billion. Chief Commodity Economist Peter Gooday says many would have predicted a greater fall in production, though, given the significance of the drought.
I suppose it's a bit surprising that it hasn't fallen by more, given the drought we've had on the East Coast. But some higher prices combined with a 10% depreciation of the exchange rate against the US dollar have helped, but really it was good conditions in Western Australia that have boosted that national total significantly.
And Port Macquarie lifeguards closed Town Beach yesterday afternoon after multiple shark sightings. They spotted the first at about 4 p.m, the fast response preventing the risk of attacks. Football Mid-North Coast calling for more referees to join the ranks, whether they be experienced or beginners. Areas of the zone in particular need of more match officials include the Macleay, Manning and Great Lakes areas. On March 23, a Level 4 referee course will be held at Laurieton United Services Club. That's the final chance to get involved for the season. Visit the Football Mid-North Coast Facebook page for all the details. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a strong southerly wind blowing, so that means those southern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. Northern corners, the open beaches are really messy. And we've got a nice little northeasterly swell. It probably will favour the longboard riders and the micro grommets today. The swell is out of the northeast, so the southern corners are tracking waves around that 1 foot mark. It won't get much bigger than that all day today. We do have a low tide around 8 o'clock this morning. High tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water is around 20 to 23 degrees.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
The Red Hot Summer Tour, headlined by Susie Quattro at Westport Park in Port Macquarie Saturday, is now officially sold out. Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Laurie Loughlin have rigged the system to get their kids into top unis, according to the FBI. MAFF star Sorrell has attacked the show's fans in an expletive latent rant, accusing them of not knowing the full story about her and Nick. Hello? And TV show The Crown reportedly plans to portray Princess Diana as a, quote, desperate and lonely self-harmer in season four. Now, Peter Morgan, the creator behind the popular Netflix series, is casting the part of the young princess as she struggles to befriend her in-laws, the Queen and Prince Philip. An advert for the role allegedly says the show is looking for a staggeringly talented young actress to play the late princess, aged between 18 to 22. Good luck.
Well, it gave everybody a wonderful new label. It's Diana's unstable and Diana's mentally imbalanced. And unfortunately, that seems to have stuck on and off over the years.
Triple M.
Up.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is our man on the job, Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee. How are we?
I'm very well. Hope you are well as well in the North Coast.
Yeah, looking good and looking at the papers today. An outstanding pun on the front page of that Telegraph.
Yeah, I've just spotted there's actually two right on the front page of the Telegraph.
Good.
Plenty to wrap our eyes around this morning. The headline, Squat the Hell. A bunch of alleged squatters have been busted living and partying in a $6 million eastern suburbs mansion while the oblivious owners were overseas. Five men aged in their 20s appeared to have moved into the luxury Bellevue Hill house with its five bedrooms, three bathrooms, theatrette and pool. They were sprung when plumbers arrived at the Street Field Road at 9:30 a.m. yesterday, expecting it to be empty. As well as that the other pun, how to make ends meet, beef, lamb prices are soaring. And and they're also talking about the Death Boat Pipe Probe, more vessels in the spotlight. In the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, Shorten pledges new law on wages. Opposition leader Bill Shorten is preparing to legislate a living wage if he becomes Prime Minister in a move that would boost minimum pay packets and embolden unions, but alarmed corporate Australia just 2 months out from the federal election. Also, alleged killer drove body across city. The body of Sama Baker was driven to several locations around city. Sydney police will allege. And Reserve Bank issues climate warning. The Reserve Bank has warned that climate change is likely to cause economic shocks and threaten Australia's financial stability unless businesses take immediate stock of the risks.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, news with you this morning. This is an interesting one. The NRMA have revealed what?
Yes, they've revealed the worst roads in New South Wales. They put out a survey in January, a Rate Your Roads, and now the results are in. The Pacific Highway, the worst in New South Wales, the most complaints, over 1,000. Almost half of those were from the Coffs Harbour area, though. They're obviously pretty much just can't wait for this bypass anymore. But as well as that, in Port Macquarie, the Oxley Highway, unsurprisingly pointed out, is a pretty bad one as well, the worst here. That's mainly due to congestion, as you'd expect.
What about the road behind the Triple M building? We call it Baghdad Lane.
Jeez, that should be up there as well.
It has never had a resurface. All it is gets patched all the time. It looks like it's been bombed.
Yeah, that's
why we call it Baghdad Lane. But we're being facetious because hardly anyone uses it, but it still is a shocker, exactly. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Just feel like you're going to run for cover in case there's a raid. A bombing raid coming over the hill.
Oh, I know. I need a four-wheel drive just for the car, just for the road.
Where do you go? Because you've got your car, which I know is the closest thing you have to yourself, Lee. Your best friend is your brightly coloured red car that is, of course, Commodore. Always in pristine condition.
Yeah.
You get up and down the curb okay? Do you bottom out at all? You've got to go at an angle?
Yeah, if I go at an angle, it's okay. I've honed the art. But rest assured, I pot along the road at, two or three k's an hour just to avoid all the potholes.
Oh, dear. But we mentioned the survey, like 600 votes and then one for this lane at the back of a radio station. I wonder who that was. It was Lee Jolo. Thank you, Lee. He'll be back with us in about 7 minutes. Thank you, buddy.
Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, 13:27:10. Who's got a good yarn for us? We go to John at Southwest Rocks. G'day, John. Hello, John. You there? Oh, John's gone for a Tosca. We'll go to Cody. Good morning, Cody in Port Macquarie. What's your yarn for us today, champion?
Mate, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
The restaurant on the moon.
Yeah.
Go on.
Great food, no atmosphere.
No. Great food, no atmosphere. Oh, Cody, thank you. Triple M, good morning. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. What have you got for us?
Well, Shawnee, my wife asked me if she could have a little peace and quiet while she cooked dinner. So I took the battery out of the smoke alarm.
That's not very nice. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Oh, my Lord.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, Triple M. At the local dance, at the local county jail.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do?
Triple M rocks a footy tomorrow from 7. We're back on a maroon with footy tips at this time tomorrow as well. It's 10cc and rubber bullets at 8 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we go to the soundproof booth and say a very good morning to Glenn Stewart. And Glenn, who did you like out of that lot?
I think they were both crackers. I think Cameron from Ballangri.
Yeah, that's right. Took the battery out of the smoke alarm. Oh, Cameron. Now, I think, Glenn, you and I are together on this. Cameron, just remember, you do have to go home. At some stage, all right?
Exactly.
You're very funny, but eventually you will have to go home. But anyway.
And cooking for himself.
That's right. Well, he's going to the Port City Bowling Club to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant to take his beautiful wife. We'll get him out of the mire there. Now, lucky members draw tonight. What are we doing, champion?
So we're kicking off. It's $4,500
for tonight. $4,500! And, of course, with the trivia with Jerry, we like to give everybody a get-in question. And Jez has done the deed again this week to give people a leg up. Where was comedy actor Leslie Nielsen, who was in Flying High, born? Was he born in America, Britain or Canada? Leslie Nielsen from Flying High, what country was he born in? America, Britain or Canada? That's the question Jerry will ask this evening. Now, some great entertainment
That's
this week.
Easy one.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
We've got D. On Friday, and we've got the traps on Saturday.
The traps on Saturday, fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, talking about Leslie Nielsen, like, he was a great comic actor. Do you remember what his breakthrough role was? It was a real serious role.
No.
He was the ship's captain on the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, was he?
It's a horror film. Yeah, Blake's people drowning at sea. You can't. You think he's still going to drop a funny line, but he's really seriously trying to, you know, steer the boat out of there.
Could have been worse. Could have been the Titanic.
That's right. Well, the side adventure wasn't very good either, if you remember the story. But anyway.
No, she was a rollover.
Yeah. Now, Glenn, I'm saying to people today, too, if people want to join you and I in the footy tipping comp, today's the last day. Got to go and pay the $25 at the change window.
Pay it up to till sort of lunchtime tomorrow, you know, like... Before, if they want to get up and come into the club before kickoff, they can still do it. It's $25. Anyone that goes in and pays their $25 throughout the year, it's at the end of it, we're going to draw a trip to the grand final out.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You don't even have to win anything. You just have to be in the game to win it.
You have to. And we were talking off air about our good mate Craig from Lighthouse Beach Cellars lamenting reality television and rejoicing that the footy's back on tomorrow. But he's a Parramatta supporter. What's he got to look forward to, do you think, Glenn?
Nothing. Duck egg. Absolute nothing.
Hey, you can't
sledge. Like my mate Smokey Lewis.
Smokey Lewis, yeah. Parramatta supporter. Ian the Birdman in Warhope, he's the same.
And young Brander that works here, he's a Parramatta supporter too. There.
Yeah, well, at the moment, though, they are in absolute heaven because they're equal leaders.
That's exactly right. I was about to say equal first.
On nothing. All right, Glenn, have a great day. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Be good. Thanks, guys.
Glenn Stewart. Triple M. And the Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 on 131873, we will give you live the George Pell story at 10 o'clock. We won't go to the news. Ray will stay with it for George Pell's sentencing today. That is the hooks there and living in the 70s. 8:24, a little bit of sun around, a little bit of shower activity. As you heard from our phone ranger too, some heavy showers around the place. And look out for those cyclists north of the Dennis Bridge, about 30 or 40 of them. Might be a bit hard to see if you get one of those blinding, you know, 20 to 15 seconds worth of heavy rain. So be a little bit careful out there. Hey, you remember our mate Bennett Powell, the champion triathlete who has done so much, whether it was with the Tour de Cure or for just his efforts, you know, around the place doing the half Ironman, the full Ironman. We had the running festival on last week and Bennett had a little bit of success. A little bit. He won heaps. G'day, Bennett. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm good.
Now, you were good enough to tell me about the festival that was on. Thousands here for that. Tell everybody what you won, Bennett.
On Sunday, I went in the Port Macquarie Running Festival. I've been doing it for years. I stepped up for a new challenge this year. I've done the Triple Blakemore Buster, which includes you have to run 21K first, then won 10K and finished with a 5K. And at the end of it, I got a medal to say that I've done all three, so I've got four medals at home.
Oh, Bennett, you champion. Now, what's the studio audience think about that? Was that a good effort? It certainly was. Gee, Bennett, all those four medals, absolutely fantastic. Now, I know you were training hard because I saw you a couple of times down near the Westport area and you must have been running at night. You had a light on your head one night.
Yeah, well, running at night, me and Mel went at night because I'm doing Ironman again in May as well. So I'm training up for that and as well as the Tribble. So we won at the night just to get used to my footing and that. Yeah, and we done some nights around 21K.
Yeah, I'll be. Did you have a sleep in on Monday morning, Bennett?
Yes, I had a sleep in on Monday morning. I stood up a bit sore. Everyone put up a bit sore, but yeah. So.
Good on you, buddy. Look, from us all here at Triple M and all our listeners, you're an inspiration. Good on you, buddy. Congratulations, thanks. Bennett.
Thank you, Stoney.
Good on you, mate. Bennett Powell. Now, if you don't know Bennett's story, that is a kid who was told he wouldn't walk, right? And he wouldn't talk. I definitely know the second one's wrong. And aren't they wrong about the first one too? He is a champion athlete. And there's a lesson in what Bennett does for us all, you know. Well done, Bennett Powell. Absolutely fantastic. He got the four medals on Sunday.
On Triple M. On Triple M. All roads lead to Byron Bay. For the 30th anniversary of Blues Fest.
Oh, yeah, only the M's can get you there. Only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today. Tell us who you would love to see at Blues Fest, all right? Now, how good is this prize? You don't just go by yourself, right? You take three of your best friends with you. You have backstage passes. and you have your little glamping experience there as well. It is some type of prize. To be part of history, join the celebration at the 30th anniversary Byron Bay Blues Fest. And if you want to win tickets, only Triple M Club members can win.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
I didn't think she was coming in, but she's here.
I'm here. I wouldn't miss it. I thought I'd be your sunshine for this morning, given it's a little bit dull outside.
Yeah, it is.
Look, what's on around the Mid-North Coast today? The Kempsey Legal Aid Family Law Advice Clinic is open today from 1.30 to 3.30 at the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre in Kemp Street. The Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool on Gordon Street. And today, Strawny, in the Port Macquarie Library at 10.30, Adam Courtney, he loves a ripping good yarn, and it's his fourth effort, The Ship That Never Was. It will be the subject of his author's talk at the library today at 10.30.
Yeah, well, I saw that play when I was on holidays in Tassie this year. It's the longest running play in Australia.
Oh, wow.
It's been going over 25 years. It's a true story about 10 convicts that went on to do unbelievable things.
There you go.
And they got accused of stealing this ship, right, which they did do, but they never had the ship registered, so the lawyer was that quick. He was like, well, how can you steal something? It's a ship that never was.
Right. Maybe we need to do that more often. And, of course, Zach Morris is the Prime Minister of Hastings Public School in Port Macquarie. He's been growing his hair for the past 3 years, and he's shaving his head on Friday in support of the world's greatest shave, raising money for those people facing and fighting blood cancer. He's raised $1,000 so far.
Yeah, and if you'd like to help him out, we might try and get him on the show on Friday, because that's a long time without a haircut. I mean, if that was me, my hair would be long, but gee, the bald spot would be really obvious. It really would.
You could comb it over and cover it up.
No, there's two things will never be doing. One's the dye, and the other one is the comb over. I will not be doing the comb over.
Oh, well, you suit the silver fox look anyway, Strawn.
Thank you very much. You're too kind.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M Mid-North Coast and Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. Winding up with Maneater there with Hall & Oates. Also T-Rex and the classic Children of the Revolution. If you missed any part of the show, remember you can always go to the Triple M website, go to my page, press catch up. It's all there. You can also subscribe to our daily catch up podcast there with the free Triple M app. Tomorrow on the show, yes, he's back. Maroon talking NRL and his tips for the opening round, of which, of course, we're going to give you live tomorrow from 7 o'clock. The Storm hosting the Broncos as Triple M rocks the footy. Also coming up tomorrow, another chance for you to win $1,000 on the wheel, and we'll talk more about Byron Bay Blues Fest, the 30th year. You can only win tickets here from the M's. Wow. Also, Tradie Thursday tomorrow, we're going to be out to one of our great job sites around the Mid-North Coast for ARB. Have a great Wednesday.
Making the best of each day.